Have you mindlessly recycled pizza boxes, plastic bags, and coffee cups? Do not worry. Most of us are guilty of it and probably unaware that these are not recyclables. Recycling can be a complicated act that often goes overlooked. Hi, my name is Tori, and I am currently a junior at the University of Denver. I'm double majoring in international studies and journalism with a minor in marketing. I'm currently the editor-in-chief of the DU Aquarium. I'm passionate about sustainability and have written a 7-article series on topics such as compost, recycling, divestment, energy use, and environmental racism. I'm excited to expand my work to a multimedia format and to share information and advice on how to live a more sustainable life. It is always important to focus a few of your daily efforts on bettering the environment. On today's episode, I'm going to focus on compost and recycling. Compost is decomposed organic matter. The process of composting involves recycling organic material, like food scraps, and it then forms into a beneficial element that can be added to any soil. Composting may seem confusing, but it can be simple if you break it down. The items that can be composted are food scraps, non-recyclable paper, yard debris, and miscellaneous items like pet hair, chopsticks, stir, and popsicle sticks. A few tips for recycling are to make sure the materials are dry, clean, and free of food and liquid residue before recycling. The goal is for the materials to be clean enough to avoid contaminating other materials. For example, you cannot recycle pizza boxes because the oil from the pizza cannot be separated from the fiber, making the material less valuable. The items that can be recycled include plastic bottles with a tight lid, jars, jugs, tubs, paper, cardboard, cans, etc. The world of compost and recycling can be complex and overwhelming. Luckily, there are a multitude of resources out there that students can use to educate themselves on what materials should be thrown away, composted, or recycled. There are many services that are currently in the works at DU, like Crimson Compost and the InVessel technology that students can begin to utilize. These resources are discussed in Part 3 of my sustainability series for the DU Clarion. The average American spends around $7 per day on food. Each quarter, DU roughly wastes $2,860 on food waste. This amount could feed around 408 people. Food waste is a major issue that often goes unnoticed since it piles up at an individual rate every day. Approximately 1 pound of food per person in the U.S. is wasted each day. This adds up to more than 80 billion pounds of food wasted each year, which is roughly 40% of the year food supply. Why is food waste bad for the environment? Food waste continually piles up in the landfills, where it emits a greenhouse gas known as methane into the atmosphere. This contributes to around 14% of the U.S. greenhouse gas emissions each year. Before COVID-19, Sodexo closely tracked the amount of food waste produced in Centennial Halls and Nelson Dining Centers. They found that on average, a student wastes around 0.3 pounds for each meal. The determined cost for food waste is about $1 per pound. In the fall of 2019, the daily average of food waste was 303 pounds, with the total food waste cost per meal swipe of 13 cents. The total food waste for the quarter was around 25,000 pounds. The peak time for food waste is the beginning of the quarter. This may be because more students opt to eat out as the quarter goes on, or they run out of meal swipes. DU has other efforts to minimize food waste and encourage sustainability in dining halls, like the DU Food Pantry, ELC Garden, Bridge Community Garden, Real Food Challenge, and Swipe Out Hunger, where Sodexo accepts donations from students which provides food for those in need. These programs encourage students to be educated and engaged with food sustainability. It is important for students on and off campus to be aware of portion sizes and how much food they are truly wasting. It is even possible to track your individual waste at home. This level of awareness should motivate students to be mindful in improving their carbon footprint. Thank you so much for tuning in.